1-800-387-8367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover
barely has an IQ of 70.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
To be a time in the radio business where we'd come in now and we'd say, good afternoon, it's 11 minutes after 3 o'clock. You give the time. In fact, your instructions were, be sure to go, never go more than 10 minutes without giving the time. That's before everybody had a phone with a time on it. So I never give the time. Ever. Every once in a while I'll slip and I'll drift back into the old days, and I'll give, but I haven't done it very often
it's
at all.
11 minutes past 3, 49 minutes before 4.
Yes, I used to work with a guy, and off the air, I'll tell you who it was. He always did that. He'd give the time three ways every time. Good afternoon, everybody. It's 3:12, 12 minutes after 3, 48 minutes before 4 o'clock. You
know? Unbelievable. That's before cars and cell phones had time on. You know, I mean, you used to rely on the radio to find out what time it was.
Didn't I just say everybody has phones? Somebody's not listening.
I just said. God, I'm in no mood for your crap today, Limey. I'm playing
off
that right
to
now.
Off to a great start.
Unbelievable.
Nobody paying attention.
Bye.
But he actually was smart because what he was doing was killing time, so he had less to say. If you can make the time 40 seconds long, hey, what was that for 3:12, 48 minutes before, you just killed like 15 seconds.
What you're doing right now.
Yeah, that's telling it I'm killing time.
Right.
Because the truth is, this is the maybe, except for New Year's Eve when it's on a weekday, the day when, I don't know, you're just the least motivated. Yeah, it's like when you're in school and you keep looking at the clock. When's 3 o'clock? It's like when Tim goes, come on, 6 o'clock. Come on, 6 o'clock. That's sort of what today is, because people just, the partiers, which is most people, not me, want to, let's get on to the weekend, it's the New Year's Eve party, and be off Monday. So, not a lot gets done. We have any traffic today, because there's just really not a lot of traffic, maybe with a couple of small exceptions. So welcome to the very last show of 2017. The large morning show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you with us. This is 590 The Fan. There are a lot of things I want to mention today and say, and they're just sort of all over the place. There's no order to them. But one is this. This was the year that I resigned from a station where I had been over 20 years, and I quit. Walked in and quit because of things that I had found out. And I never... I sort of knew it could come because I knew what was going on, but I kept putting it off. I thought, well, maybe they'll stop doing that, or maybe it'll get better, and it didn't. So you do what you have to do. You don't look back. I don't regret it. I'd do it again if I had to. And I did it with no place to go. That didn't last long. This was also the year that day when I got home, I had a phone call from a guy I never met, Randy Markell, who owns this place. And the first meeting led to the second, and that to the third, and the fourth, and fifth, and sixth. We had about 7 meetings, and finally we did our deal. So, it's not Thanksgiving, but in terms of things to be grateful for the last year, I have more than I can count. It's also been a tough year, this last year. Not just for me. There have been other people who had a tougher year, but I never intended it for for it to be this complicated. It became very complicated. You leave a station, you go to another station. I don't know if you ever changed schools when you were in grade school or high school, but it's like the worst thing that can happen to a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You move, and then you go to school, especially if you have to go in the middle of the year. Mm. Now, with me, we moved to Waterloo, Illinois, in the summer. So I started my junior year. And you walk in, you don't know anything about the school. Everybody else there grew up together, went to grade school. Hey, Jimmy, how was your summer? And you're just there. Nobody talks to you. Nobody knows who you are. You're the only new kid. It's horrible.
Losers.
No, they're not losers. Who's the loser? Who's the loser? That was inappropriate.
The ones that
he just wanted to hit a sound effect. That's all.
He's just being a jerk.
He's got a little attitude today. That's okay, but that's okay. It'll make for a better show.
All right.
So you don't know anybody, and they don't know you, and they stare at you because you're the only new kid at school. So when we came here, we're the new kids. But to Tim's credit, actually, I didn't know it until later. But Tim was new too. I thought Tim Woodburn was established here. I thought he'd been here for a year or two, and then like 2 or 3 weeks in, he goes, no, I just started here too. So we inherited you, and I'm glad we did.
Thank you.
Until you do something really stupid, right, then we'll get rid of you.
That's coming up next hour.
So there a couple things can happen when you change schools or jobs. The people can resent you and hate you, make your life miserable, pull pranks on you, play tricks on you. Make it very clear they don't want you there. That didn't happen here. It was the opposite. They couldn't have been more welcoming. Are there still bugs to get out? Of course there are. One of them is this podcast thing on the app, 590 The Fan. And I just had a little meeting with Jim Huer. Jim Huer may be one of the nicest guys I've ever worked with and one of the smartest and a guy who gets things done. And I called him. I said, Jim, when I go to the app, 590 The Fan, and I hit podcast, the last show that comes up is December 11th. He said, well, all you have to do is hit refresh. I said, I don't even know how to do that. He takes my phone, upper right-hand corner, there's a little arrow half circle, and he hits it. December 24th is the last show. That's all it took. But when you get email from people, I don't get many, but I get an email from somebody to go, Frank, what the hell? You know, I can't even hear yesterday's show. The last show is December 11th. I don't know what to tell them. Now I can tell them, refresh the app. That's all it takes. And I think once you do it, you're done. And so what if you have to do it again in a week? Just one little tap of the upper right-hand corner, and it's refreshed. Now, the other good news about coming here, this station does not have the signal strength of the old station. It doesn't have it. I'm not going to pretend it does or act like, oh, that's not true. It's not as strong a station. But here's the good news. I was hoping that that wouldn't matter, and it turns out it didn't matter. Do you know that in the last 3 months, I will tell you, because I kept track, how many emails I've had from people who said, well, I just cannot listen to the show because I can't get it. 5. And I promise you, these are all older people. They don't have a smartphone. They don't have an iPad. They don't have an app. They don't know what an app is. They don't have a car, maybe, capable. And even if they have a car with Bluetooth, they don't have the smartphone to get the app to play Bluetooth. So I understand that. Get it? So the news has been all very good, and it's just going to get better. And in 2018, as you become more and more familiar with and comfortable with the players, with the exception of people who, how should I put this, who take advantage of an invitation to, hey, pop in anytime. He's here again today, Taylor Nickerson.
Oh,
he's back
my
in today. We're just going to have to watch what we say. Frank, can I come in tomorrow? Yeah, sure.
No.
I'm getting ready to get out of here. Whatever. Yeah, sure. Here he is. He's back in today. His segment is on Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me to come back.
You know that I got an email from a guy in Highland, Illinois.
I might know who it is.
Jim?
Jim Burgett.
Jim Burgett.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Not
yeah.
a better guy, or better listener, loyal.
He's a family friend. He's actually a former superintendent of the Highland School District.
Well, he sends me an email. He goes, hey, is Taylor Nickerson by any chance, is his dad Jim Nickerson? Yeah. I said, yeah. And he writes me back. He goes, oh, my goodness, you can't have a better guy.
Well, I appreciate him saying that. I would say the same about Jim Brigette. He's a great guy.
And if it's love boat. And if he gives you a stamp of approval, then, you know, that's good enough for me. Of course, you've never shown up at Jim's house every day just because he said, hey, come by anytime.
He used to say that. They were neighbors. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And on that note, I got a call 5 minutes before I went on the air today from a guy who knows you and who listened to you for a long time and actually used to work with you. And I know him as well, and he's been in the hospital for the last couple of months, and he just got out and didn't realize that he just got back into listening to radio and realized I was on the air with you. I want to give a shout out to him. His name is Mark Reardon.
Sure.
He's an insurance agent. Used to work in radio sales, yes. I guess, and knew you way back when.
It's funny. I know 3 Mark Reardons.
No kidding.
This one.
Yeah.
The Mark and Jason Mark Reardon.
Yep.
And there's a Mark Reardon who used to work at the other talk station who I think passed away.
Yeah, I think he passed away. He's still there.
No, he's still on.
Yeah, he's still there.
So 3 Mark Reardons. What are the chances? Yeah, I remember Mark.
Sure. He said to say hi to you, and he's been ill, and he's feeling a lot better. And
good. Hello back, Mark, because you're probably listening. I could say hello to him myself. So it's an interesting year. In the middle of all of this, Paul Warner, the host of the Yard Sale, calls me. Frank, my wife and I have decided we want to travel. And I said, what? Yeah, we want to travel. And so we're not going to be around on Saturdays. I said, Paul, we're moving to another station. It's kind of important if you could. Now, we've talked about it. And what this tells me is the guy's cat whipped. His wife said, yeah, thank you. Oh, Limey, very good. His wife says, Paul, I want us to travel on Saturdays. And Paul, not being the man I am, could have put his foot down and said, no, to hell with your travel. I've got a yard sale to do, and I'm going to keep doing it. You want to travel? You got Sunday through Friday if you want me to go along.
He must not be the boss of the house like we are.
Apparently. So he,
my wife's not listening.
As a cat-whipped husband, now he's off gallivanting around. That's a kind of a good word, gallivant. I don't know what it means, but on these. So we lost Paul as the yard sale host. But it's like when your kid gets married and you go, well, I lost a daughter, but I gained a son. We lost Paul, but we gained Scott Sherman and then the co-host, Dan Strauss, for the yard sale. Which means more variety in the host category for the yard sale. Then we had the issue with the world's worst phone number. We tried to get listeners to catch on to this 855-822-2822.
Good luck. 2822.
I still don't have it
825.
Right.
825.
See, I didn't even get it right.
255-282-8255.
I can't remember.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, we get the good news. They acquired an easier number, and you can use it today. You can use it today to talk about anything. 314-821-0590. Huh? How easy is that? First of all, the 314, you don't even have to try to remember that. That's the oldest area code in the St. Louis area. So now you just have to remember 821, because 0590, if you can't remember that, you're ready for the retirement home. 314-821-0590. Tuck that away, put it in the back of your head, keep it there, and call us today if you have anything you want to kick around, because this will be it for this year. We won't speak again until 2018. Does anybody have anything to say? I see hands raised like a classroom. First hand up was the man from Birmingham, England, Trevor Limey. Phillips, what do you have? You know what? I can't say your name without doing that. It's almost impossible. You don't mind that.
Not a problem. No.
Trevor Limey Phillips, take it away.
Gallivant means to go from place to place seeking out entertainment
and
amusement.
That's not Burke segment. Hold on.
You didn't say Burke segment. You just said,
well, hold on. I said, does anybody have anything to say? That's the official opening. You need to learn it. That's the official opening of the Burke segment. Because my high school teacher, Mr. Burke, when he stood up in class and said, does anybody have anything to say? We knew We got 15 minutes. Okay. So when I say that, that's right. Berkshire. And what you just did, that's not Berkshire.
Well, all right, let me put it this way. Earlier today, a person that I work with asked what the word gallivant meant. And I then looked it up, and it means to go from place to place seeking out entertainment.
Now it has become a story of something that happened.
Hey, there you go.
Nice job, Lev.
Who asked you that? Just a friend of yours?
Just a guy I know.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, you ever watch like a United Nations thing, and like our president or secretary of state will be in another country, and they have those earpieces, and there's someone translating. Sometimes I feel like when Limey's talking, just go ahead, tell that same thing, the story you just told.
So my guy I know earlier today.
A guy he knows earlier today.
Asked what gallivant meant.
What gallivant meant.
So I Googled it.
He Googled it.
And it means to go.
It means to go.
From place to place.
From place to place.
Seeking entertainment and amusement.
Now say this. Say, I went to a great New Year's Eve party, but say it the way you say it.
Okay. I went to a great New Year's party.
New Year's Eve party. See, because they hear potty.
They do they hear potty. Potty.
So, yeah. Gallivant means.
It just run all over the place.
Running from place to place looking for
entertainment and amusement.
Entertainment and
amusement. Sort of willy-nilly.
Like a road trip.
So tomorrow night,
yeah.
Tomorrow evening, people can gallivant to the clubhouse.
Here we go.
Bar and grill.
Here comes the plug. Here comes the plug for the Johnny Saturns.
To see the Seventh Planet Band.
What's it called?
The Seventh Planet Band?
Mm.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, gallivant to the clubhouse and see us in Afton.
Dan, the phone's ringing. Maybe you would like to... Make sure we take
no,
some
no.
You are free to call, I might add, even in the middle of the Burke segment, 314-821-0590. Any other Burke segments for you?
No, I'm
anybody
good.
Else? I think, look who thinks he's part of the group. Trevor, no,
Taylor.
Not Trevor.
Taylor. Trevor Phillips.
I've done that before. Yeah, Taylor Nickerson. All right, we'll let you in. What do you have?
I've got something. So last night I was flipping back and forth between the Blues game and the Mizzou football
game. That's a good story.
Thank you.
It's a good one. Anybody else?
And a commercial came on, and it was from the World Wildlife Foundation, and it showed groups of different animals and what the name of the groups of different animals are. So, for example, a pod of dolphins, so on and so forth. So it kind of piqued my interest here. So I thought I'd ask you guys.
My God, are you still talking?
Yeah.
He's starting to find all the appropriate sounds.
I love it.
This may work out.
It's perfect. So I thought I'd quiz you guys. If you know any of the names of groups of animals, we'll start real easy.
Ooh. Okay. Like marsupial.
So, for example, a group of fish is called a what?
School.
School.
School. Good. Yeah. Good. A group of deer is called a what?
Herd.
It is. A herd.
I was going to say.
Hud.
H U D.
Hud.
All right. Will you say it for me in the American way?
Hud.
No. In your
herd.
Herd.
See, isn't that something?
Herd.
He can do it.
All right. A group of geese is called
gaggle.
It is a flock.
No!
Flock of geese. I thought it was a flock of seagulls.
Dork. So it's going to get a little bit harder, okay? So a group of dogs is called a?
Pack.
That's if they're wild.
Oh. Hold on. Don't give me the answer.
Puppies?
No, group of dogs. Man, if it's not, I thought it would be pack. Yeah.
That's if they're wild. If they're not wild.
I don't know.
It is a kennel.
A kennel.
Yep.
A kennel was where they stay.
But that's also the name of the group. This one you guys should know. A group of lions is called a?
Pride.
It is a pride. Good job.
I think it's pride.
Yeah.
It's pride. Okay. Correct. Now we're going to get into some weird ones.
It's a pride.
Here's some weird ones.
Stop. No, stop.
He's got, 50, what? He's got 50 more, Frank.
No, hold on. You hear what's going on in the background, though? Anytime, if you say the word lion, and he actually cannot help himself. No, I've known this guy for 30 years. He doesn't have the ability to not do this. If you say lion, he immediately goes into the Cowardly Lion and the Wizard of Oz, and he wants us to be quiet and let him do it. So go ahead, Dan. Okay. Cowardly Lion. Here we go.
If I were the king of not duke, not prince, but king, I would...
Easy, man.
Oh, man, that always happens.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Cowardly Lion. Hope you are. Wizard of Oz, 1936.
I've just got three more.
That's all right. Take your time. We got till six, okay. And we got nothing to do.
A group of mice. What do you think that's called?
Meese.
No, meeses.
No, it'd be a blank of mice.
Correct.
I have no idea.
It's a mischief. You ever heard of that? A mischief of mice.
Mischief.
Isn't that weird? Okay, how about a group of pigs?
A flop of pigs?
No, that's where you put them.
Pigs. Wow, I don't know. Oh.
It's a drift.
A
drift of pigs.
Why does anybody need to know
that? Isn't it weird? All right, here's the last one. A group of lemurs.
Well, first of all, what's a lemur?
A lemur is a type of monkey. You can see them at the zoo. Or maybe at the monkey kingdom that Bill Clevin talked about yesterday.
A group of lemurs. We don't know.
A group.
It's bizarre. A conspiracy.
Conspiracy of lemurs.
Now, the only one that wasn't on there was a group of FM DJs, but I think you could come up with that.
Losers. Now, you, since you're not a regular part of the show, even though you're trying to be, you don't really understand that nobody cares about what you just told
me. Nobody cares.
There's certain things we lay on people who go, hey, did you know that, for example, what's the second biggest city in Russia?
St. Petersburg.
He's a school teacher. That's right.
Oh, boy.
It is St. Petersburg. Yes. But that's something people will listen and hear today, and then in a day or two or a month, something will come up and they go, oh, St. Petersburg, that's the second largest city. I learned that on the large market. But that other crap you just did, nobody's ever going to pull that out and go, you know what I learned? I learned that, like right now, I can't remember the mice. Right. I can't remember you call a group of lemurs. So nobody will remember that.
That's right.
But you're not a honed, polished, trained broadcast professional like we are.
It takes time.
It does. It takes a lot
drift of
years.
Pig.
Training. A drift.
A drift. Actually, Johnny had a question for
I would be happy
for
to talk.
Taylor.
I'd be happy to talk to Johnny. Johnny, how are you?
I'm great. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Is this the Johnny that I know that almost bought a boat but didn't buy a boat?
You are correct, sir.
Johnny, I know you should have... Folks, from the Well Hungarians, a name I wish I had come up with for a band, Johnny Holzer.
Yep.
Johnny sends me a picture of this boat. He's never had a boat, and he wanted to get a starter boat. And I got to tell you, for the money, that was the boat. But, like a lot of things, you let it get away. But I know why. I know why. You wanted to know some things because you know anything about a boat, and by the time you got the information you should have gotten, it was gone. There'll be another one.
That was it. And I'm at peace with that. There will be another one. And you know what's happened is now I'm like, how about if I spend just another couple grand or about just $5,000 more? And now I'm on that thing, and before you know it, I'm going to have a $250,000 boat that I can't afford.
Well, we'd all be happy to go out on it. But here's the thing, Johnny. You didn't get the boat. Here's what you now can hope for. You pick up or go online, get STL Today, or you're watching the local news, and you see that a family drowned and died, and you recognize the boat as the one you were going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better about that.
Yeah. Entire family dead from a sinking boat that you didn't buy.
I almost bought that boat.
At least it wasn't my family, so, you know, I'm a happy guy at that point.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So I forgot why you called. What did they call for?
For Taylor, he went.
Oh,
to
I'm sorry. Taylor's for you. Here's Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
No, not. I'm sorry. I was looking at Trevor. Trevor, Taylor. Taylor. Yeah. You know what it is too. You're not supposed to be in here.
Well, you know who else does that? Is my mom.
Really?
My brother's name is Trevor too, and she does that all the
His
time.
His name is Trevor too. Is there Trevor
Trevor
one?
Two. Trevor two.
Oh, T-O-O.
Trevor as well.
Okay, let's do this again. So, hey, Taylor. I'm not used to saying that. He's not supposed to be here. Hey, Taylor, it's for you. It's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny Taylor. What do you got for Taylor?
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Taylor. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Man? I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm dandy. How about that? And on a quick sidebar, Limey, you're doing a great job. Love you. Not in a gay way, but I love you very much.
That's coming from a professional entertainer.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad.
That's
so.
Definitely
What's your question for Taylor?
So, Taylor, on the TuneIn app, all right.
Okay.
On the TuneIn app and on most newer car stereos, with the music business, when we submit music to be played on the radio, we submit music to be downloaded. There's a service called Grace Notes, and what that is that we submit the name of the song, the name of the artist, the number of the track, what album it's from, so that in my car when a certain song comes on the radio and it says Zach Brown Band, She's Walking Away, it's because they did that process. Now, obviously, with radio, the same thing. It shows KFNS, 590 AM.
I think I know you're going with this, but go ahead and finish.
And it also says what show is on.
Yes.
It still says, after all these months of...
I know exactly what you're going to say. On the 590 app, right now, it says The Hardline. Right now, if you were to tune into The Hardline.
It's showing The Hardline is on the air right now.
If you were to tune in to the old station, it says Franco Pannini Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Really?
Now what happens is those are cached, which is a technical term for saved somewhere, and someone needs to update those.
Yeah.
Now,
Jim Hill.
And that's why I'm calling, because even on Larry Connor's show, it still shows the old whatever
show
was on.
Yeah,
and Taylor. It's not just on the app. It's on my car stereo. It still says The Hardline on the car stereo. Just an app issue. So I was referring to Grace Notes, because I didn't know if there's a similar type of registration place that you have to go with radio stations to do kind of the same process to say what show is currently on the radio.
Yeah, that's unfortunately something that I wouldn't be able to look into or change. But I think that comes
from
that'd be a Jim Huer question. But I think that comes from the radio stations, and it's just something that needs to be updated.
We'll get on
exactly what you're talking
about.
We
will get people on it.
And Jim Huer's.
I tell you, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, I was going to say, in Jim Huer's defense and stuff, Jim actually just received.
Well, I'm not blaming it on Jim. I'm saying Jim's the guy who can fix it.
And on other stations' defense, that's probably one of the last things they think about is to put something on there like that.
The other station, think about it.
They probably didn't think about it at all.
They probably want people to listen, thinking that we're still there.
Oh, Frank's on.
Mm-hmm. And that's the worst. The worst thing. It's not so bad that 590 doesn't have the proper show listed. What's worse is that when someone who hasn't tuned into you for, let's just say, a year, and they go to the other station and they see, oh, here's Frank,
and they listen and they go, he sucks. What happened to him? His show is horrible. That's a good point. We don't. Yeah, it's a great point, and we'll put Jim on it.
Taylor, do you know much about HDTVs?
Go for it. What's your question?
Well, I just bought a nice. I treated myself to a big. I started to say big ASS.
Ooh, you can say that.
Audience suppression system.
Audience.
Big ass 75-inch. Treated myself.
Oh my gosh.
Love this thing. And the guys that brought it, the company that brought it, said after about 250 hours is really when it kind of reaches its real prime quality display. And so first of all, is that true? And second of all,
no, I can tell you that's not true. Go ahead.
And then the guy said at that point, he said they can come out and they have a device. It's basically a camera that they attach to the front of the TV to adjust the colors that go well with your room. Not like, ooh, this color goes with that, meaning the darkness of your room, the depth of the TV from where I sit. Because they said when it comes out of the box, you basically have your primary colors. You know, the reds may be a little more than need to be, or blues may need to be. Is that a service worth spending the money on?
Okay, my guess is it's hogwash.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I have every TV in my house is at least 5 years old. There's never been a change. I got more than 250,000 hours because my wife watches a lot of TV. There's never been one change in the picture.
No. Oh, yeah. I'll
that bet is you. Absolute BS.
That's just a cash grab, I think.
You bet.
And here's the thing, too. Some guy's going to come out and adjust your TV to what he thinks looks good. He has no idea what you like, how you want the contrast and the color and the brightness. No, I would forget that service.
No.
Cool. All right. I appreciate it. Johnny.
Yeah, we have. No, we didn't ask for the problem.
Hey, we'll see you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Sunday night, Johnny.
He's gone. Too late. We do some business now. We're running late, so if you'll get, Mr. Londoff on the phone.
Yeah.
You get him on the phone. I'll do this. We'll take a quick break. Come back. We'll get with John Londoff, and before you know it, it'll be 4:00. This is Thursday, so Scott Sherman is in for the entire 4 o'clock hour. Now, folks, look, when I say Scott's here, let's go. You need to call. You need to call and talk to Scott in the 4 o'clock hour after the news. You know the number, 314-821-0590. Make a note, be ready to call if you have a legal question or a question where you're wondering if you need an attorney or what do you do legally. 314-821-0590. Been a great year for Amini's. I talked to Mr. Amini last week. I said, how's business? He says, we're having a terrific December. And had a good year. Business was up this year. You know why? You. AM and the PM people. That's why. I will tell you a great story either before the top of the hour or right after the top of the hour. I'll tell you a fantastic story. It happened today. I was in another advertiser's office, and it has to do with wasting advertising dollars. This is the third time I've heard this about this other station and how they got no business from this station when they were on. I know that Amini's is doing well in part because of you folks going in, saying you're AM and the PM, and because you're going in there and at least looking around at the place. So thank you for that. I don't think they have any intention of going anywhere. They're going to stay put because it's working. It wouldn't work, though, if you went in and hated what you saw. If Amini's weren't everything that I told you it was, and here's what I've told you it was, and I'm going to tell you it is again. It's a store like no other store you'll ever go in. It's a store where anybody of any age is going to have a blast in there and not want to leave. It's a store with everything from Jaffe lighting, a beautiful lighting collection of lights for every room upstairs, to area rugs, to pinball machines and arcade games, and shuffleboard and jukeboxes, and patio furniture, and you see what I'm talking about? If you can't visualize it, then you've never been in there, because you really can't visualize it. You need to go, and I hope you will. In the heart of Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Credit card debt is evil. They lure you in with their discounts and 0% financing, but at the end of the day, you're still sitting there with a mounted credit card debt with a high interest rate. Well, here's the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's never been a better time to do a cash-out refinance. Use the equity in your house to pay off those high interest rate credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online for your cash-out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close Talking Clyde, lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just in time, Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
On the line, ready for your business, ready to shake your hand and make you a deal. Greatest Chevy dealer in the United States, John Londoff. Hello, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Frank, to you and the AM and the PM crowd. How are you today?
Terrific.
Terrific. So am I. Doing great, and I tell you what, these freezing temperatures make the deals at Londoff Chevrolet on fire. They're so hot. You want to warm up? Come in today, or tomorrow, or Saturday, and you're going to be so warm. You'll probably want to take your sweater off because the deals are unbelievable. And the AM and the PM crowd, God bless them, they're showing up in numbers. Okay, Dan O'Leary, Mike Clowner, Randy Gunter, Danny Williams, all kinds of AM and the PM listeners that are buying vehicles from us and taking advantage of these end of the year blowout sales.
Well, these are smart people. They know
did
what.
Did you like that radio voice? End of the year blowout sale.
Sure we did. Why, of course we did.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
That was good.
I don't know. I don't know what gets into me sometimes. Just hearing your voice makes me want to be funnier.
Hearing my voice makes me want to be funnier. I like Thursday's my favorite. I'm always in the best mood on Thursday of any day because, one, I don't have to work for 3 more days, and, two, Scott Sherman comes in at the 4 o'clock hour, and it's interesting to listen to him help people with legal
and it's
stuff.
Interesting to hear you always say, Scott, can I handle this one?
And he lets me.
Can I handle this one? Yeah. He might as well just say, Frank.
Yeah, listen, if I were in your dealership, and a customer came in and said, I'd like to look at a Silverado or a Malibu. I would go, John, can I take a shot at this? And I would like to try, you know,
to sell
them. Yeah. Because I don't really know. I think the mistake most dealerships make, most car salespeople make, is one of two things. They either don't try hard enough or they try too hard. They push. And you can't do either one. You got to be attentive. You got to listen to them, and that's the key. You have to listen. Don't talk all the time. Listen. Listen to them. See what they're saying, what they want, and then give them what they want. It's not brain surgery, as they say. And
that's right. It's not brain surgery.
When this ends, I don't know if there's such a thing as a part-time car sales job. I guess there is. Why not?
Sure there is, yeah.
I would consider that. I'd want flexible hours, off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course. I'm used to that. And pop in for 3 hours a day and sell a couple cars and go home. That's what I'd want to do.
Don't exhaust yourself.
No, but hey, what do you care?
If I sold cars,
who cares? Who cares about the hours?
Who cares about, you know, you'd be good. You would be good. You'd be great.
Now
I'm just butting you up. You would be unbelievable.
I hope I got this right because I recorded a commercial for you for tomorrow. And in it, I said you get credit for December sales if somebody buys on January 2nd. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. You know, right now, for example, some businesses have had an unbelievable year, so they want to buy vehicles and put them into December, you know, 12/30. 17 or 12/31/17, and then some people want to wait and date everything January the 1st, and we will be there. Of course, as I said, we're going to be there tonight till 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'll be there all day tomorrow from 8 a.m. till about 8:30 p.m., and then all day Saturday, and back again after the New Year celebration, and we'll have a full staff on Tuesday, January the 2nd. And that's usually one of the biggest days of the entire year because everybody knows all these great deals, AM and the PM crowd, these December year-end deals end at 8 p.m. on January the 2nd, 2018. And I already know that the deals in January on the 3rd of January are not going to be anywhere near what they are right now. So take advantage. You don't even have to really physically take delivery. Just come in. We can do the paperwork. You can go online at lawnduff.com and fill out your paperwork. You can pick out the vehicle because all 800 new and pre-owned vehicles are online at lawnduff.com. And cut out a lot of the time because we know the great aim of the PM. They don't want to sit around. Even though they have fun at Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet, they want to get in and get out. Okay? We want to get you in and get you out in an hour, hour and a half max. And let you get out and get back to listening to this program.
I like the listen to this program part.
That's
thinking of us. Thank you for being considerate. Well, I'm not going to get mushy, but we won't talk again until it's 2018. And I'm not finished. It's getting mushy. I hope that we've played a part in making it a good year for you because you have played a part in keeping this show on the air throughout 2017. So thank you.
Thank you not only for what you do for me, my family, and the 100 plus teammates of mine at Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet, but I think that your listeners will say, hey, thank you, Frank, for sending them to Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet for a great experience. And so many now after 14 years. 14 years this relationship's been going on.
Wow. Do you remember what month it was? It was warm weather, right?
Hold on. I'm getting choked up here.
It was a warm weather month because it was a race at Gateway, so it had to be in the spring or summer, I think.
It was, I'm going to say it was June or July.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? We shook hands. It was a contract on a handshake. I'm like, hey, have someone, here's my business card. And I foolishly asked you for a business card, but I know you don't have
any. I don't have a business card.
Because, you know, they cost a couple hundred bucks, so why have them?
Yeah.
But the deal is, I said, listen, have someone send me a contract. You put your hand out. We shook hands. You're like, done deal. The exact words were, hey, in 60 to 90 days, if you don't like it, just call me. We're done. But you looked at me and you said, you won't want to cancel. And you're right. You're right, my friend. You are right. And again, thank you for everything. The year's not over yet, AM of the PM crowd. You know what? Come and see us. Come and see us, and we will make you happy. And again, we'll be there tonight, all day tomorrow, all day Saturday, and again on Tuesday with these great deals.
All right. If anybody has any questions, give them that number.
314-837-1800. And again, my radio voice, 314-837-1800.
Yeah, don't get too good. Don't get too good at that, okay?
Don't worry.
We need this gig for a while. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
Bob. Hi, John. Bye-bye. The day I met him, that same day, within an hour, I met two people I'd never met before. I met Johnny. Now, this is 14 years ago, and I met Joe Buck.
Wow.
I'd never met him. Why would I? We run in different circles. He's real successful, and I'm doing this.
But he's also, Joe Buck's a listener.
Well, I didn't know that. He walks up to me, and he's one of those people that you know who he is. I mean, if you've ever watched the World Series or anything kind of, and he walks up and goes, Frank Opinion? And I said, yeah. And he says, I'm Joe Buck. And I wanted to go, yeah, I know who you are. I said, hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. And then he said, you're the funniest guy I've ever heard. And I thought, I wanted to say, yeah, and you're Joe Buck, okay, which is a whole lot better and more impressive than being me.
He's a pretty humble, very nice guy.
I don't know. Yeah, he is. I don't know him. I just met him. But that's the only time I've ever met him. But I appreciated. Sometimes I wonder if a guy like that knows how flattering it is if somebody that successful comes up to somebody like me and says they appreciate what I do and they like what I do, because you're talking two completely different levels.
If you want a good read a good book,
I have it. It was given to me yesterday.
Lucky Bastard.
It was given to me yesterday.
The book or the audiobook?
The book.
The audiobook, Joe Buck reads himself, and right. If you like his voice,
like? He's got a great voice.
But the book itself and the stories in there are phenomenal. Yeah,
I just started it last night.
Oh. Did you get to the football story yet?
No. I'm in the very first 50 pages.
It is really, really good.
He starts the book off by telling a story about taking a pee in a broadcast studio.
Right.
What?
And then he goes into hair plugs.
Well, that was that was the football story I was talking about. I didn't know if you'd gotten to it.
But what's funny about it is that's something a lot of people don't think about, is that people on the air, we get a limited break. Next break we take will probably be 3 minutes. Now, if you have to poop or something, you're in trouble, okay? But if you have to pee, you hope something's more than 8 blocks away. Mm-hmm. And it's actually something. Now there, and Dan probably knows this, too. There are a couple of stories in St. Louis radio where somebody actually had to do number two. And they go down the hall, and it takes a little longer than they, maybe a little upset stomach or something. And when they get back in the studio, down the hall, they can hear.
Yeah.
The record has run out. And,
oh, God.
Because there were records and the needle. And you know, oh, my goodness, the song ran out. Or what they didn't realize was now, this is old radio with turntables. What they didn't realize is they go down the hall, even to pee. And as soon as they closed the door, what they didn't hear was, oh, yeah, tell you something,
that happened to me.
The needle is stuck, tell you something. And that's what the audience hears. There was a guy at, I think at the time the station was called K-Groove, K-G-R-V, and he walked out, and somehow, our doors don't do this, the door locked.
Oh.
Now, he's there at night, he's by himself. So he does his business, he goes to get back in, can't get in, and the record runs out.
Oh, and he's locked out of the studio.
No, he had to call his boss, and he got fired. He calls the boss, I locked myself out of the studio. Oh, okay, I'll come let you in. Oh, and by the way, you're fired.
Oh, see, Joe Buck has it easy, you know, those nice big press boxes where he can like do something like that. Joe Buck was never a minor league hockey announcer. I want to tell you something. You have to fight through the crowd to get to the bathroom. Like when you're in some of these minor league hockey arenas, like in Toledo, you know, you run a tape 6 minutes long. I got 6 minutes to get to the bathroom back. You're at 5:45 and you're 30 seconds away. You start knocking people over to get back up to the crowd. I had a guy take a swing at me one time.
Maybe it had nothing to do with.
Could have just been my charming personality, but probably it was because I knocked him out of the way to get back.
Yeah. So I don't know how interested people actually are in what we do or. I don't know that it's that big a deal to them. Because I think in every business, there are funny stories. I don't care what you do. If you run a gas station or car wash, if you work in McDonald's.
If you're a teacher.
Teacher. Absolutely. You have very funny stories. But for some reason, people seem to be interested in... I guess it's because they hear this, and they visualize what the room looks like, what we look like, and... they like to hear about the stuff that didn't come out of the speaker.
I think what it is because it's always perfect when it comes out of the speaker.
What show is that?
For example, like a Joe Buck, when he goes on NFL on Fox. Or
oh,
baseball,
my goodness.
Always perfect.
Well, he's as close to perfect. That guy rarely stumbles.
And they like to hear the stories that make them seem human off the air. You know, for example, peeing in a trash can.
I think that's a great...
And I think that's it.
30 seconds, Taylor.
Wow.
A little bit of jealousy. A little airtime jealousy here.
That happened to me when you talked about it.
We'll take a little more time than Trevor wants.
I need to get my birth segment in because we have to listen to his story.
Well, I have to do a quick, gotta do a quick bit of business. Sure. Folks, next April of 2018, I will hit the 45-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I'll never forget almost 45 years ago when I walked in there. I just celebrated my 5th birthday. They put me on a booster seat, and don't be nervous, little boy. No, wait, I was older than that. It doesn't matter. 45 years coming up, Ballast Dental Care. My invitation has been the same for the last 15 or 16 years, and that is that if you're a person who dreads going to the dentist, and I think I'm talking to almost everybody out there who doesn't go to Ballast Dental Care, you dread a dental appointment. You hate going to the dentist. You don't even like your dentist. Forget going. You don't like her or him. Bad breath, ugly acne. Because when they work on you, they're right in your face. I don't care if there's a mask or not. If they've got forehead acne or BO or they tell bad jokes, they're right in your face and you can't escape. And I love it when they ask you, so, how's everybody? How's your family? And you've got three things in your mouth. That happens sometimes at Ballast Dental Care because they're so friendly. I guess they forget that you're a suction thing. But here's what doesn't happen. Brutality. Look, I remember before I discovered Ballast Dental Care, the only word to put to it was brutal. The brutal treatment. It's like they didn't have any regard for whether or not this was going to hurt. Here it comes. The shot hurt. The drilling hurt. They hit nerves. Ballast Dental Care, listen to me. Make one appointment. I don't care if you have a dentist. I don't care if you don't have a dentist. I don't care if you haven't been for 20 years to the dentist. They've seen that before. One appointment. Just for a basic cleaning and checkup. If you don't like it, don't go back. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be a regular patient. And you'll wish you had done this years ago. It's not going to get any better, the shape of your mouth. It's only going to get worse. Please, Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. That music, when you hear that music, it means it's 20 seconds to the top of the hour. A little inside information.